All right, we are here with Soma. Soma, why don't you quickly introduce yourself?
Good to see you, Dan. I'm Soma. I run the developer division here at Microsoft.
All right, and we're talking about you are the guy that runs, you know, Visual Studio, .NET frameworks, all those wonderful things, and there's some new stuff.
Don't forget Silverlight and Expression.
Yeah, well, I put those under frameworks, but yes, the entire Expression suite of products too. So. What's new in Visual Studio 2010? You know, we just talked to each other for PDC.
Right.
So what's the latest and greatest?
So, you know, we are still very much in the development stages of the next wave of products. And when I talk about the next wave of products, I talk about Visual Studio 2010, Visual Studio Team System 2010, and .NET Framework 4.0. Right? We spoke a bunch, you know, recently, like you said, you know, for the PDC. Where we talked about, you know, some of the new things that are coming in Visual Studio 2010, including, you know, support for parallel computing, support for cloud computing, you know, the work that we're doing in our ALM tool space, in our, you know, Visual Studio Team System. We also showed a little bit of, you know, the new IDE and the new editor that's built on WPF kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bunch more that I wanted to talk about today.
Okay. So what's new? What are the cool stuff under there?
Great. So let me first take a step back and then talk to you about, like, you know, how I think about the next wave of releases, okay? When I sort of, at a high level, if I think about, like, you know, hey, what are the three or four things that we want to try to enable with this set of releases, the following comes to my mind. The first thing is, you know, you as a developer, you're going to be spending a lot of your time inside this tool. And I want to make sure that your experience is as productive as possible and as fun as possible in the process, okay? So there's a lot of, you know, what I call code-focused productivity features that we are going to build in to improve your developer experience. So developer experience and improved developer experience, that's sort of one theme that I have for the release, okay? The second thing is, like always, I want to make sure that Visual Studio provides the best tooling support for the latest and greatest platforms from Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
That includes, you know, the next version of Windows, that includes the next version of Office, that includes the next version of, you know, Silverlight, that includes, you know, the cloud computing platform that we just talked about a lot at PDC and showed you, like, you know, what the tool support can look like for that. So just think about the breadth of the platform spanning, you know, clients, servers, services, you know, devices, and the web. And we want to make sure that Visual Studio provides a, you know, a great tooling support for this span of platforms. So that's
awesome.
Sort of, you know, the second theme that I think about,
mm-hmm.
Okay? The third theme that I think about is, you know, today, you know, developers come in all shapes and sizes, okay? They have different skill sets. They want to build different kinds of applications. They actually expect different experiences while using Visual Studio to be able to build the kind of applications that they care about, right? So we want to take, like, you know, a couple of those cases and say, like, you know, hey, how can we provide a targeted experience to really, really simplify the development experience for a class of people building a class of applications.
Sure.
So we are starting to make some good inroads into that space. Okay, that's sort of, you know, the third theme. And then finally, to me, you know, Visual Studio, the family of, you know, 2010 family of products, represents the next huge step forward in our application lifecycle management tools journey. Okay, if I have to summarize what we are doing in that space in this release, it's like this. If you are a software development team, I want to help you do the right thing, and more importantly, do it the right way.
Okay.
So this sort of, you know, is how I think about, you know, the next wave of releases.
Okay. And I know a lot of people have started at least looking at the virtual PC that was made available. What's been some of the customer reaction to that so far?
So far, it's been pretty positive. You know, for those of you who haven't seen, like, you know, what we showed at PDC, I would encourage you to go look at, like, you know, what we showed at PDC. We've been getting some very good feedback. One of the things that, you know, I always tell people is, like, now I've been talking about transparency for a while now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer in that. And the reason I say that is because the sooner I can share with you how we are thinking about the next version of the product, the designs, the features that we are building, and be able to get feedback from you in a way and in a time that makes it possible for me to react to that feedback and act on that feedback, that makes the product that much better, right? One of the reasons that people have asked me this, like, hey, why aren't we talking about all the features that are coming, you know? We've sort of talked about Visual Studio Team System, now we're talking about Visual Studio, and then we're going to talk about something else. why are you doing it in a phase manner? I want to make sure that you know you understand that it is not. This is not an anti-transparency statement. This is more like, you know, we are trying to walk the fine balance between sharing with you as soon as realistically possible and making sure that we have our act together in terms of what we are trying to build, right? So as and when, you know, we have a reasonable level of confidence in terms of what is it that we are trying to build, then I want to be able to share it with you. That's the reason today I'm going to talk to you about, like, you know, some of the new things that we are building in Visual Studio 2010 team system, as well as, you know, the .NET Framework 4.0.
Okay, and you said you were going to show us some of the stuff,
yes,
right?
I'm going to show, in a little bit, I'm going to show you some stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So one of the things I wanted to drill down a little bit more is the developer experience that I talked about.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I have to be honest with you here. You know, I think, you know, we've been a little bit lagging in this space so far. Okay. We haven't delivered the kinds of productivity or code focused productivity features that we should have been doing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of, you know, our mistake. Okay. And we want to absolutely fix that, or take a huge step forward in the direction with Visual Studio 2010.
Okay? And just so people understand what you mean by this is like, you know, the person that's writing code every day, like core editing features like refactoring and things like that, right?
It's absolutely that. It's like, you know, you want to spend a fair amount of your time inside the editor, and what kinds of features that I can provide you that makes it easy for you to navigate through your code, to search, to be able to deal with, like, you know, whatever you want to find, right? You know, all the features that you would want inside the editor that makes you productive. That's what I'm talking about.
Excellent.
Okay? Let me give you a couple examples there. First of all, the editor that we are going to do in Visual Studio 2010 is a brand new editor. Okay, it's built on WPF, Windows Presentation Foundation.
Woohoo!
So it's like, you know, the user interface is going to be, you know, looking hopefully, you know, pretty good kind of thing. It's also built on what we call the MEF, or Managed Extensibility Framework, because one of the things that we want to do is, like, you know, make it very easy for you to be able to customize or add an extension to Visual Studio. Okay? So coming back to the features that we are building out of the box in the editor that makes it easy for you to have a great, better experience, there are a couple of examples that I want to call out. The first is a feature called Quick Search.
Okay.
You know, if you have a project, and if you have a lot of source code kind of thing, being able to, you know, navigate through your source code and be able to search for things is more complicated than it needs to be today. So we got this new feature which we call Quick Search that, you know, helps you search for something, for whatever you're looking for, across your whole project. And more importantly, as you start typing in whatever you're searching for, the results get automatically filtered. So it's both fast and easy and helps you get to where you want to get to right away.
Okay.
So that's sort of an example of one feature. There are, like, many, many other features that we are doing. But as I said before, as much as, you know, we are doing all these features to help you, I also think that, like, you know, you as a developer would want to do more. You know, my team here tells me all the time, like, you know, hey, it's great that you're giving me tools, but, you know, this particular extension or this particular customization, because it, you know, that's how we work or that's our style or whatever it is, there's a lot of people who want to do extensions to make it more personalized for their environment, right?
And it's also the Visual Studio ecosystem, right?
Yeah, it's also
so you
Visual
think
Studio
about
ecos- yeah.
our partners and the opportunity they have to build the kind of experiences they want. Now that they have WPF, they can really sort of build anything they want on top of that platform.
So absolutely, the partner ecosystem is something that would hopefully love this feature, okay, this extensibility feature. So what we've done is we've made it very easy for you to be able to not only just write your extension, but once you write your extension, be able to plug it into Visual Studio. And that's what I want to show you, because, you know, I just got a copy of Visual Studio 2010 this afternoon and I was playing around with that.
Oh, yeah?
And I thought I'd get this opportunity to show this to you. Okay,
okay. Awesome,
so let's,
awesome.
Let's go to the machine here and I'll show you
okay.
what I'm talking about, okay? So now, as you can see, like, you know, we are taking a bet on WPF, Windows Presentation Foundation, for, you know, Visual Studio 2010. As you know, we've been building Visual Studio for the last many, many years, 10, 15-year code base. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what we are saying is, like, you know, hey, you don't need to rip and replace everything because you're going to use WPF. You can choose to, you know, implement any new user interface or whatever functionality you want to expose through, you know, WPF. You can use it, but it's almost like, you know, hey, you pay as you play kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In some sense, this is the same thing that we did with Expression. What we did in Expression Design, for example, it's a native C++ app and we decided to just put a WPF-based Chrome and user interface so that you can start taking advantage and getting the benefit of the modern UI that, you know, it's easy and possible to do with WPF.
Okay.
So that's what we've done. And what you're seeing here is the start page.
Very nice.
Okay. So here is a project that I've been working on. By the way, this, as you see, registered in 2010, so hot off the presses. And this is a project that I've been working on, so let's open up the project. It's got a bunch of source files here. So, you know, this is a particular C# file that I opened, okay? Now, let me...
Can we increase the fonts here?
Sure. Because this is WPF, all you can do is control mouse wheel, and then boom.
Oh, that's awesome. Love
okay?
that.
So you get the benefits of WPF right here, okay? Let me confess here. I didn't write this piece of code. Somebody in the team wrote this, okay? But this is an extension that somebody wanted to do to be able to add to the editor, okay?
Okay.
So this is a piece of customization code that we wrote, okay? So let me go ahead and build this piece of code, okay? Let me build the solution here. And once the solution is built, let me close Visual Studio. And then there is a folder here where the component is built. And it is structuremargin.dll, okay? Let me, we'll answer it later, okay? And then there is another folder here which contains all the components that Visual Studio is using.
Okay.
So what I want to do is, the component that I built just now, structuremargin.dll, I'm going to drag and drop that to this folder. Okay? That's all. Simple. Just
awesome.
Drag and drop, okay? Now let's open up Visual Studio.
And how's that? Is that the managed extensibility? And extensibility framework you mentioned before, where it's doing
that. This is absolutely built on the managed extensibility framework, which makes doing extensions a whole lot simpler. Okay?
Copy, paste, install. That's awesome.
Yeah, but let me open up Visual Studio, and then I'll show you in a second what it really does or not do kind of thing. Okay. Now, as you probably know that then I'm running it in a VPC kind of thing. So let me open up the project again. Boom. There are a couple of new things that I want to see here. Okay?
Okay.
First, if you look here on the right-hand side, there is an adornment here. Okay? What this basically does is, this lets you understand the structure of the code in this particular file.
Interesting. Okay.
So let's say you hover over that, you get a tooltip popping up. Mm-hmm. That tells you what the structure of the code there is. Okay? And think about this tooltip as an instance of the editor. You've got color coding and all the other fun stuff that you expect in an editor, right? And you sort of, hover, go, and let's say, you want to, go understand a little bit more about this particular part of the code, you just click here, and you navigate to right away there.
That's awesome.
So it basically both lets you understand the structure of the code and lets you navigate, back and forth as appropriate, okay? That's sort of one piece. The other piece is you see a whole bunch of lines here. These lines basically help you understand, hey, how your code is structured again, mm-hmm. okay? Now, think about how you would have had to do this in the previous world, okay? You would have had to first figure out, how do I host the editor in my own window? And then how do I go add a bunch of stuff on the right-hand side? And then, how do I hook into the right place in the Windows message loop so that I can paint on top of this window, right?
Yes.
It's just a pretty painful process, right? Now, all you have to do is focus on the code that you need to write for your extension, and then it's a simple drag and drop. Think about the power that our partners are going to get. The partner ecosystem is just going to be excited about, the ease of which they can, extend Visual Studio now. That's what we are delivering with Visual Studio 2010.
Awesome. Cool. So, any other editor features you can show us, or is
That's what I'm going to show now.
Okay.
I would say, if you're going to get a chance to watch, the keynote that Jason is doing at Tech at EMEA this week.
Yeah.
He's going to show a few more, features in the editor, and I would say if you have access to the Visual Studio 2010 CTP that we just delivered at the PDC, you can start playing around and sort of understand what features we are building into the editor.
And this is the same CTP that's on the
web
right now.
This is the CTP we just delivered. Yeah, the same CTP that we delivered last week at the PDC.
Okay, and now how about future CTPs? When's the next drop? When's you're gonna ship in 2010? I've heard so. when could people get
I would say no comments on the ship date. And the reason I say that is because, right, as I said before, we are in the midst of, like, you know, coding up the features kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. What I like to say is, like, you know, hey, let's focus on getting the features done. Let's do some stabilization. Let's go get a beta done. Let's understand what feedback we're getting from our customers. And then, you know, we can decide, like, you know, what the end game looks like kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And along the way, as and when, you know, we feel like we've made enough new features into the tree, we would like to, you know, take a snapshot and be able to share it with our, you know, community and customers.
Okay. You know, I think one of the benefits of the .NET community is how diverse it is.
Right.
So you have Silverlight developers, you have native developers, you have, you know, people working in large enterprise and teams. What are there features that you think will get, say, let's say native developers mm-hmm. excited
Absolutely.
For Visual Studio?
We got a whole bunch of new features coming in for our C++ developer community with Visual Studio 2010. Let me just, you know, enumerate a few here, okay? Over the last 10 years, a lot of developers have built, you know, large code bases in native code, C++ code, okay? One of the things we are doing is, you know, making enhancements to the IDE to make it easy for you to be able to search and browse large code bases. That's something that our C++ community has been, like, you know, asking for us for a while now, and we are doing that with Visual Studio 2010. So that's sort of, you know, one thing that we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that we are doing is, you know, we are moving to the build system for C++ is moving to MS Build. So all the benefits of MS Build, you automatically get for the native code developer now. Okay. Windows 7, the next version of Windows, we got a chance to show you at the PDC. There are a lot of cool features coming in. And if you're an MFC developer, we want you to be able to take advantage of the greatest, latest and greatest features in Windows 7 and be able to program to that. So for example, if you want to, you know, take advantage of touch in your application as an MFC developer, you'll be able to do that. So we are doing a bunch of work there. And then finally, we also talked about parallel computing at the PDC. So as a native developer, if you want to take advantage of parallelism, you know, with the many core and multi-core architectures that are coming out, if you want to start parallelizing your C++ code, we are going to provide some library support for you to be able to do that. And finally, we also are thinking about some language enhancements, particularly, you know, with lambdas and the like. So there is a whole, you know, bunch of new things that we are planning on adding to our C++ developer community with this release.
Okay. And what about, you know, we talk about a lot of the tools, mm-hmm. but what about .NET Framework 4? What's coming, what's new, and maybe just talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So the first thing I want to start saying is, like, you know, we just finished shipping, you know, what, a couple of months ago now with the .NET Framework 3.5 SP1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are two things that we focused on a lot in that SP1. One is we wanted to make sure the deployment of the framework is, you know, friction-free. You know, with the introduction of client profile of the .NET Framework, we've got, like, you know, we've simplified deployment a whole deal, okay? We want to continue down that path and figure out how we can simplify deployment of the framework. The second thing that we focused on a lot is performance of Windows Presentation Foundation in SP1. And we want to continue the journey and continue thinking about how we can improve performance in a significant way with the .NET FX 4.0. Now, the other place where we are improving performance significantly is in the workflow space. Okay, we literally think, you know, you're going to see orders of magnitude performance improvements, both in terms of throughput as well as in terms of reduced persistence size.
Wow.
Okay, so we are doing a whole bunch of, you know, performance work in the .NET FX 4.0 timeframe. Okay, the other thing that we are doing is, you know, if you take Windows Presentation Foundation, for example, we are building a whole set of rich controls. You know, talk about a ribbon control, talk about a data grid control, you know, talk about, like, you know, a touch support, right? We are adding support for the latest and greatest features in the platform so that you as a WPF developer can take advantage of that. The other thing that we are doing is, you know, particularly, you know, if you're dealing with, you know, say smaller font sizes or East Asian fonts, right? You want to make sure that the clarity of the text is, you know, what you expect. Today it isn't that way, so we're going to do a bunch of work in text to make sure that, you know, that happens. Okay. The other thing that we are doing is, you know, let's say, you know, you're writing a WCF service, a Windows Communication Foundation service.
Mm-hmm.
You can now write that as a workflow in a declarative manner. Okay. That means if you're using the workflow designer and you're doing some modeling there in the designer, you now have the opportunity to be able to display the application, or not display it really, to be able to express the application the way you want to, the way it makes sense for your business and know that the platform is going to do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. Okay, we're also you know, making significant improvements. In fact, I think, you know, we have a whole new, you know, workflow designer where the user interface and the usability is going to be, you know, a lot more simpler and easier for you to be able to deal with large complex workflows. So there is a bunch of work that we are doing there. There is one other sort of, you know, big thing that we are thinking about doing, which is, let's say, you know, you're writing a business application. Today, most people write entire applications, mm-hmm. Okay? We want to make the act of, you know, building an entire application a whole lot simpler by adding a lot of support in the framework.
Okay.
So where the real goal is, like, you know, I want you as a developer writing a business application to focus on the business logic. I don't want you to think about, like, you know, all the plumbing and other things that you need to do, right? I want the platform to do the heavy lifting for you. I want to be able to provide, you know, framework elements that make it easy for you so that you focus on the business logic and you get to decide, like, now, hey, do you want to run your business, you know, logic on the client? Do you want to run it on the server? Wherever you want to run it, kind of thing, right? So we are making a bunch of enhancements to the framework to make, you know, business application development a whole lot simpler with .NET Framework 4.0. So
okay.
That's in a nutshell, you know, some of the things that we are doing.
So that last point sounds really interesting when you say business logic running on the client or the server. Is that, like, meaning declaratively I can set how my application is going to run? And is that, like, web versus, say, Silverlight, HTML versus client,
right,
or backend?
Or a period of time you can decide whether, you know, you want to run it on the web server or whether you want to run it on the client. And on the client, you know, hey, are you going to run it inside the browser using Silverlight or are you going to run it outside the browser using WPF and the full .NET framework? So you have a lot of, you know, different choices, and you as the developer can decide, you know, where you want to run your code.
Okay. You know, one of the things that at least with the Visual Studio 2008 release, and there was so much talk about data programming,
mm-hmm.
and we know SP1 brought the Entity Framework,
yep,
and programming,
yep.
there. What's new? Because we always see, you know, Visual Studio and SQL Server shipping together. How do you see the work with SQL Server or just making data easier,
right,
to program?
So one of the things I should tell you is, as you're writing a business logic or a business application, I don't know of anybody who writes a business application today that doesn't need access to data.
Right.
Right? And so we want to be, like, now, we want to enable you to use, we want to enable you to access data using any data access layer that you care about. Like, you know, it could be linked to SQL, it could be linked to entities, it could be Astoria, it could be in Hibernate. You know, it's your choice kind of thing, right?
Sure.
So we want to be, like, you know, we want to make it easy for you to be able to pick and choose what you want to do, as opposed to, like, you know, us being, you know, prescriptive, saying, like, hey, thou shalt do this kind of thing, right?
Okay.
So that's a lot of work that we are doing with the SQL team, trying to figure out how we can, you know, provide a good layer there that enables you to plug in whatever, you know, data access provider you want to use. So that's one piece of work that we are doing. You should know that the SQL team has just finished, you know, shipping Katmai. I should say SQL Server 2008. Okay?
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, the team is starting to think about, like, you know, what kinds of things that they want to do in .NET Framework 4.0. They definitely want to do a lot of work on link to entities, and they have, you know, plans to, you know, to continue evolving link to SQL. And as they form up their plans, we'll be able to share them with you and talk more about that.
Okay, so there's more to come. It is.
There's always more to come.
Yes, so I think this is a good point. You know, you mentioned the disclosure plan and doing sort of tiered, but this isn't, you know, customers haven't seen everything that is coming in Visual Studio 2010.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. Let's put it that way.
Okay, good.
But over the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months, right, as we form up our development plans and as we make more progress on the code, we absolutely want to share with you. And I'll give you an example, right? We talked a lot about Visual Studio Team System, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we are doing in Visual Studio Team System 2010, you know, the features that we are building in the test tool space, you know, how we want to let you align, you know, your, you know, development process with the business. So we talked about all of that, right? There is one thing that is new that is going to come out in Visual Studio Team System.
You got something new for
yes.
us, huh?
Is lab management. Okay.
What is lab management?
Right. So what that, you know, One of the main focus areas for us is to enable you to build high quality applications. That means, right, I need to give you the right set of tools as you're building the code to be able to test your code and then be able to, like, you know, test it in complex environments that you can, simulate in a virtual way, in a fairly simple way. That's what lab management does. Think about this. It helps you create, tear down, and restore virtual environments where you can run your tests. Okay, that's what it does. Okay, but whenever you're running your test in a complex environment, let's say you find a problem. Oftentimes, you send a bug report to the developer, and the developer doesn't know how to recreate that environment, and it goes into the infamous no repro bucket. Okay, that's something that yes. We are all familiar with at Microsoft and everywhere else kind of thing, right? So one of the things that we are doing with this lab management product and the features that we are building in there is to make it easy for you to provide a link to the environment that you have under which the bug occurs, so that it's very easy for the developer to be able to recreate that environment and understand what is going on to help them fix the problem, so that we don't have to deal with this no-repro situation that goes back and forth kind of thing.
Okay.
The other thing that we are doing is we are also doing some build integration, so that we want to make the act of provisioning your environment, building your application or whatever you're building, and then being able to do build verification all integrated. The goals for lab management are twofold. One is I want to enable tighter integration between your development and test teams. And the second thing is, in the process, I want to enable you to build high-quality applications. Because if I can do all of this, then I'm not only enabling you to be successful at what you're doing, but also lowering your costs. So that right from the get-go, you think about quality, you build quality, you test for quality, and you deliver a much higher quality application in the process.
Now, is this something where Visual Studio's build team would use this, assuming, say, it didn't exist, or what sort of organization in a dev organization is the right sort of customer for this? Is it like the build team does it in conjunction with the test? Because it sounds like there's both build and, a test studio.
In some sense, I think about, there is a development team, there is a test team. Most software development teams have that. Whether you are inside Microsoft or outside Microsoft kind of thing, right? And sometimes, the development team does the build, the test team does the build, or there may be a separate build team kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. You want to provide a set of tools that make these set of people work together in an integrated fashion. And that's what we are trying to do. And if you look at it, look at our vision for application lifecycle management tools, it's to provide a set of tools that let, different members of the team work together in a collaborative fashion. And that's precisely what we are doing with, lab management and the test tools that we are building in Visual Studio Team System 2010.
All right, so the last question, the hard question, is what is your favorite Visual Studio 2010 feature?
That's actually an easy one to answer because I just showed you that.
Okay.
Right? To me, I've always said this, hey, Visual Studio is first and foremost a tools platform. Okay, and the reason I say that is because we, do a lot of investments and we do a lot of features, but there is no way I can build all the features that every developer wants out there. Okay? So the best thing that I can do is provide a fantastic platform and a lot of features, but fully expect the partner ecosystem and the community people to be able to easily, integrate or easily, extend and customize and add more functionality kind of thing, right? And the way I showed you, just simple drag and drop, that's extensibility. That's real extensibility that we're talking about here, right? So I'm really, really excited about this. We showed this at the PDC. Scott actually, in his keynote demo, he showed this. And the reaction from the customers is just awesome, okay? And we've shown this in our dev labs, where we bring in some partners and, the feedback has been uniformly phenomenal for the extensibility that we are building into Visual Studio here. So that's one of my,
one of the killer features.
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent. All right, well, Soma, thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Dan. It was great talking to you.